All right, so today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Beis. So we start on the bottom off, Kuf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. So there the Gemara tells us that Mila v'chomachshir dochen es Shabbos divar Belezer. Belezer says that Mila and everything that prepares override Shabbos. Benalei Rabbi Lezer, how does he know this? Imi kulho gamar filin from all the other cases, kidam rinan. We can ask a question, and all of them have certain stringencies as to why they require, why you would say their machshir in the preparation would also override Shabbos. Ve'od malahanach, and additionally, you can challenge that all these mitzvahs are more strict to Mila, shekeni mavar zmana, but butla. All these other mitzvahs, shofar, lulav, sukkah, if the time passes, then you can't do that mitzvah, because it really depends on that day. But Mila, if you don't do it on Shabbos, you do it the next day. So, the reason Rabbi Lezer is because the pasuk says, meaning even on Shabbos. That means on the eighth day, you circumcise your orla, even on Shabbos. The word Bayom teaches you that Mila overrides Shabbos. Why can you learn all cases from Mila? Maybe Mila is more chashiv a mitzvah than all the other cases, because 13 times it says the word bris. So maybe only that we say the machshir override Shabbos, and maybe not the other cases. So therefore, we conclude that we need a separate pasuk, a separate limud, to tell you each of the cases that the machshirin override Shabbos. The Gemara now discusses how you know that Mila itself is docha Shabbos. At kan lo pligi rabbar aleha abba machshirin Mila, aval Mila tgufa divrei hakol docha Shabbos. So the rabbanan who argue Rabbi Eliezer, they only argue about machshirin, about, let's say, bringing the knife or sharpening the knife. They only argue about, are the machshirin, the preparation, do they override Shabbos? So Rabbanan say no, Rabbi Lezer says yes. But Rabbanan themselves agree that the mitzvah Mila itself overrides Shabbos. And the Gemara says, B'dalat ha'idol, that Amar Ula halacha, it's halacha l'boshe b'sidai. V'chidim Rav Yitzchak halacha, so it's halacha l'boshe b'sidai. Meisvei, l'pikuch nevesh docha es Shabbos. Miyayin l'pikuch nevesh docha es Shabbos. How do you know that pikuach nefesh, life-threatening situation, overrides Shabbos? Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria Omer ma mila shi achas me evarv shel adam v'docha es Shabbos. Just like bris mila, it's one of the limbs of the person, and that overrides Shabbos. So, kavachomer l'pikuach nefesh. So pikuach nefesh is fixing the whole body. So the view here is that bris mila fixes one limb in the body, and pikuach nefesh fixes your whole body, so that certainly should override Shabbos. V'isogadaita halacha. And if you want to say that it's a halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, that mila is docha Shabbos, kavachomer halacha mi-yasi, you can't learn a kavachomer from a halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. You can learn a kavachomer from an explicit halacha. Something that's learned halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, ein bo ela chidusho. You can only learn that specific case. You can't learn, make any logical inference to any other case. The Tanya ma'amar lo, Rabbi Lezer, Akiva, etzem kasaora mitame halacha, urviz dam kavachomer vein donin kavachomer me halacha. Right? Because we have a brisa where Rabbi Lezer says to Rabbi Akiva, how can you learn about Nazir that your tamei, with the measures revius dam of a corpse, a revius of blood from a corpse, by touching or by carrying it? So apparently Rabbi Akiva learns it from a kavachomer, from a bone. That a bone that's the size, has to be the size of a barley. So there, that the nazir is mitame, he has to shave himself if he's mitame from a bone. This is halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, and a revius of blood you want to learn from a kavachomer, and you can't learn a kavachomer from halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. So he wanted to learn that a nazir becomes tameh from a revius of blood from a mace, based on the bone being like a barley, like a the size of a bean, like a size of a kernel of barley. It's not actually a perfect kavachomer, because they're two different shiurim, But the point of this halacha, the point of this brisa, is that Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Akiva, you cannot learn a Kal Vachomer from a halacha l'moshe Mesinai. El Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asya Os Os. Okay, we learn from Gzera Shava Os Os from Shabbos, that by Shabbos it says Ki Os He, Lo'olam v'Mila, it says V'hayu La'os Bris. So we learn that the Mitzvah Mila is also said with respect even on Shabbos. El Miata, Tefillin Nechsim Hem Os, Litche Shabbos. So Tefillin is also called an Os aside. So maybe that should override the Mitzvah of Shabbos. We should be obligated to the Mitzvah of Tefillin on Shabbos. El Asya Bris Bris. Okay, it says Bris by Shabbos and Bris by Bris Mila. So therefore Bris Mila override Shabbos. The Gemara says, Gadol dechsibe bris litche Shabbos. So therefore, let's say a gadol who is 13 years old, it says bris. So that should also override Shabbos, even not in its time, right? Because in its time is what? On the eighth day. But here we're saying, we know that Mila Shalobizman, it doesn't override Shabbos. It doesn't even override Yom Tov. So, but it says the word bris. So why shouldn't the mitzvah Mila override Shabbos for someone who's 13? Ella Asya Doros, but it says Doros. It says by Shabbos, Lasil Shabbos Doros. By Mila it says, Yimolochem Kol Zachor L'Doroseichem. So the Gemara says, Tzitzis Tichsiv Bei Doros L'Tchiyat Shabbos. So maybe the Torah says, Vasu Lohem Tzitzis, it says L'Dorosam, V'nasnu Al Tzitzis. So maybe the making tzitzis should override Shabbos. Elmar of Nachum Yitzchak done in Oz Pris Vidoros, may Oz Pris Vidoros. Lafuke Hanach, the Chad Chad Hu Dixibahem. So Oz Pris and Doros, they're written by Parshas Mila. We learn that from Oz Pris and Doros that are said when it comes to Shabbos, to exclude those that they don't have all three of them. So only Shabbos and Mila has all three words, Oz Pris and Doros. So because of all those three, so therefore you learn that Mila is Docha Shabbos and not these other cases. However, there's another opinion as how you know that Mila overrides Shabbos is from the word Uvayom. So that Uvayom HaShmini even overrides Shabbos. Amar Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan. El Me'ata, but according to your opinion, Mechusrei Kapara, that Tameim, those who are Tamei that require a korban on the eighth day of their Tara, like a Zav Zava, Yoledas HaBetzorah, Dechsi Behu, Bayom, Hachinami, Dachu Shabbos, so they should also override Shabbos. So we say, because it says Bayom, so Ahu, Mi Barle, Bayom, Bobalila. So that, when it says Bayom, Bayom HaShmini, when it comes to, like, Zav Zava, Yoledas HaBetzorah, that means Bayom Vlobalila, the korban has to be in the day, not the night, not Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos. So, Hainami, Mi Barile Bayom Vlobalila. So, may by Bris Mila, when it says Bayom, it means only the day, not the night. How do you know Bayom means by Shabbos? In other words, you gotta pick what your interpretation is. Does Bayom mean even on Shabbos, or does Bayom mean the day, not the night? So, it should be consistent. So, he says, Ahu, Mi Ben Shmonas Yomim Nafka. No, because there we have another source to tell you that the mitzvah of Mila is during the day, because it's Mi Ben Shmonas Yamim. I guess the word Yamim is teaches you that it's during the day. So the Gemara says, no, Hainami Mi Vayom Tzavoso Nafka. So the idea that if someone doesn't bring a korban, he can't. I'm sorry, that is right, that if the day hasn't come and they don't bring the korban, that the korban can only be brought during the day, you have from another pasuk. So the word Vayom HaShmini should be an extra phrase, and that should tell you by, let's say, in the case of Tzaras or Zav and Zava, that should also override Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, Afaga de Nafka mi Vayom Tzavoso Yitzdrech. Even though from the word Vayom Tzavoso, that teaches you that that when it comes to Zav, Zava, Mitzorah, that you have to bring the Korban during the day, you still need the Pasuk of Yom HaShemini. So the Chamina Ho, V'chas, Rechmona, Alei, La'asuye, Bedalo. Since the Torah has pity on those who are Mechusar Kippur, I mean, allows them to bring it even when they're poor. In other words, for poor people to bring birds instead of an animal. Balayla Nami Leisi, maybe they can also bring it, maybe also be permitted to bring it at night. Because I guess we are, because generally we're more lenient. So Kamash Malan, so you also need Vayom to tell you that this is only brought during the day. Okay, so right, it would seem to say maybe if you bring the Torah or Bnei Yonah, maybe those that you could bring those at night. So we're saying no, those are brought only during the day. Maski for Ravina. Ravina asks, Ela Miata Yehezar Kasher Baham Vyehe Onin Kasher Baham. Maybe a non Kohen can bring the korban, and a Kohen who's an Onen who lost a relative could bring the korban, and we don't find that these things are permitted. In other words, once we're saying that we're more lenient, then Mechusrei Kapara will be even more lenient. So the Gemara says, Ha Adre Kra. Once the Pasuk says, Uvayom Hashmini, to tell you that's only brought during the day, like all other Korbanos, so then it has all the other laws that Onin and Zara Pasul for Hakrava. In other words, what the Gemara just did is said the following, that there is this leniency by Mechusrei Kapara, for somebody saying Zav Yoledas, right? That if you're not wealthy, you can bring a bird instead of an animal. So we think that because that is a leniency by Mechusrei Kapara, so therefore we have other leniencies. That could be at night, that maybe a non-Kohen can bring the korban. So once we have Vayom Hashmini, it tells you that, no, all the other rules apply. Just like the day, not the night rule applies, so all the other rules apply. So that's sort of a second approach as to how we know Mila's Docha Shabbos, Mila override Shabbos. One is, we have the three words, Ospris and Doros. The second is, Vayom Hashmini, even by Shabbos. And now we bring a third opinion. Ravacha B'Yakov Amar Makra, Shmini. The word Shmini, we say Shmini Afilu B'Shabbos. So the word Shmini, that you bring it on the eighth day, regardless of what day of the week that falls out on. Hai Shmini Barle Limute Shvi. Yeah, but no, that's not why the word Shmini is coming to tell you. It's coming to tell you that it has to be on the eighth day. You can't bring it earlier. You can't bring it on the seventh day. So Gemara says, no, Shvi Mi Ben Shmona Shiyom Nafka. We already have in Parshat Lech Lecha, where Hashem commanded Avram that it's from the eighth day. So why is it the Yom HaShmini? Means Afilu B'Shabbos. V'kati b'ayle chad mutei shvi v'chad mutei tishi. D'im ichad hava mina shvi hu delo mata zmanei avu mishmidei lach zimnehu. Says, no, you need two words to tell you only on the eighth day. You need one word to tell you it can't be before the eighth day. You need a second word to tell you that it can't be on the ninth day. In other words, if you... Okay. Yeah. So if the Torah had said on the eighth day, right? If the Torah had said just on the eighth day, you would think it's not on the seventh, but maybe the ninth. I would say because once and there's maybe it's just that you could do it from the eighth day and onwards. So therefore, Shmini tells you no, only the eighth and not the ninth. So you need both of those words, and therefore the Gemara includes El Mechavarta Kid Rav Yochanan. So this is rejected, and we like Rav Yochanan's opinion still better. That the word Bayom maybe teach you a Afilu B'Shabbos, but not Shmini. Tanikavas Rav Yochanan look Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. We have a brayso which supports Rav Yochanan, and that's not like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, because the pasuk has Shmini Yimola Afilu B'Shabbos. Shmini you can circumcise even on Shabbos. Umani Mekayim Mechalel Mos Yumas. Bishar malachos chutz milas. But doesn't it say if you profane Shabbos you're going to die? That's with all malachos except for mila. The Gemara, the Brisa asks, oh, eino ella filo mila. Maybe most yumas applies. You're going to be put to death even if you do bris mila on Shabbos. Umani mekayim shmini yimol. So then, what does the word shmini yimol teach you? Chutz mi Shabbos. At corner of that, the Yom HaShmini would say, yeah, on the eighth day you circumcised, except for Shabbos. Tamalomar Bayom. So had the Torah just said Shmini, you would think the eighth day except for Shabbos, but the word Bayom teach you Afilu B'Shabbos. That's like with Yochanan's Drasha. We have bright sports of Yochanan's Drasha, that the word Bayom teaches you even on Shabbos, you can do Bris Mila, even according to the Rabbanan. And again, that's Rav Yochanan's view. And then we have another view of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who says the word says Os Bris and Doros on Shabbos and Mila. So it's a second, so two different possible explanations. Amar Rava. Rava explains the Braisa. Hi, Tanmikar, my Kanichale, Ulvasov, my Kakashale. So he wants to know, why originally did the Braisa think, that the author of the Braisa think that originally, that originally on Shabbos you could have Bris Mila, and Mechalel Mos Yumas is talking about other Malachos other than Mila, and why did he reject that eventually? Like, it's a little strange. So Ella, so they rather the Gemara says Hakim. That's what it means. This means to say, Shmini Yimol Afilu B'Shabbos. So the eighth day you can circumcise even on Shabbos. Umani Mekayim Mechalel Mos Yumas Bishar Malachos Chutz Mila. That would apply to other Malachos except for Mila. Aval Mila Dachya. But Mila overrides Shabbos. My time, what's the reason? Kavachomer, who I would think that it overrides Shabbos, is a Kavachomer. Umat Saras, Shadochas, Avoda. Saras overrides the Avoda of the Mikdash. Meaning what? The Torah says that you're not allowed to remove the Saras, blemish that you have on you. And so what does that mean? Saras, if you have Saras, you can't do the Avoda. Right, so now tzaras overrides the avoda. If I'm a kohen, I have tzaras, I cannot work in the mikdash. So, and more than that, you can't get rid of the tzaras in order to serve in the mikdash. Add avoda dochas to Shabbos, and the avoda in the mikdash overrides Shabbos, right? Because we do the avoda on Shabbos, therefore. Tzaras beats Avoda. Avoda beats Shabbos. So we see Tzaras beats Shabbos. But nevertheless, Mila Docha Osa. We saw that Bris Mila overrides Tzaras. You're allowed to do Bris Mila. Let's say the person has the on his orla, on his foreskin, he has Tzaras. So nevertheless, Mila overrides it. So therefore, Mila beats Saras, Saras beats Avoda, Avoda beats Shabbos. So therefore what? Mila should beat Shabbos. So Shabbos, Shenidchet me Avoda, and din Shetei Mila Dochosa. Shouldn't Mila override Shabbos? Eino de Kamar. So what does it mean, O Eino? So when the Bryson says O Eino, when it rejects that opinion, what is it saying? Hadar Amar. But then he responded, "My did Saras Chamura? How do you know that Saras is more strict than Shabbos? Dilma Shabbos Chamura, Shekein Yeshba Onchin Vazharos Harbe. Maybe Shabbos is more severe than Saras because Shabbos has many punishments and warnings, and Saras only has one punishment. Umay Mishum de Chamira Saras he. And how do you know the reason? Tzaras overrides Avoda is because Tzaras is more severe than the Avoda, is more severe sin than the Avoda. Maybe not. Maybe a dil mishum gabahu delochazi. Maybe simply, if you remove your Tzaras, the Kohen will still not be allowed to do the Avoda until the next day, because you need to go to the mikvah and you need to wait till the next day. So without this technical reason, Tzaras would be pushed out. You would be allowed to cut off the Tzaras because of the Avoda. And therefore, maybe Shabbos is more strict than Tzaras. And therefore, this whole Kavachor is rejected. Umani Mekayim Shmini Yimol Chutz Mi Shabbos. Then maybe when it says Shmini Yimol, that's except for Shabbos. Tamalomar Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos. Okay, so in other words, according to this Braisa, we have a whole series of Kavachomers that would say that Mila's override Saras, and Saras is more severe than Avoda. Avoda is more severe than Shabbos, therefore Mila is more severe than Shabbos. Mila would override Shabbos, and then we reject that, and we can say the only reason why, and then we say there's a technical reason why someone cannot cut off his Saras in order to serve the Avoda, but it doesn't mean that Saras is more chomer than Shabbos. Okay, that's the way to explain the Braisa. Now, the Gemara is going to now try to figure out, how do you know that the mitzvah of Bris Mila overrides Tzaras? Tell her about a Mila Docha Tzaras. What do we say again? Let's say you have some foreskin on your Aver. So, I'm sorry, you have some foreskin, you have some Tzaras on your foreskin. The baby has Tzaras on his foreskin. So how do you know that you do Mila? Because normally speaking, there's a prohibition to cut off the Tzaras. How do you know that Mila overrides that? So bein bismana, bein shlo bismana. It's whether you're doing it on the eighth day or not on the eighth day. Yom tov eina dochel bismana bilvad, but by yom tov mila is not by yom tov mila is only docha bismana. Okay, so we're making these two statements first. The number one is mila overrides saras, whether it's in the eighth day or not, but mila only overrides Yom Tov if it's in its right time. And not immediately, what's the source for this? Tari Rabbanon, Yimo Basar Laso, Biafal Pish Yesh Sham Baheres Yakut. The Pasuk says you should circumcise it in any case, and even if there's a Baheres, Tzaras, you cut off the Tzaras. Umani Mekayev Yishav Benega Tzaras. So how do I fulfill the Pasuk of Yishav Benega Tzaras, which means don't cut off the Tzaras? Bishar makomos chutz mimila. Maybe it means. So it means that when the Torah says don't cut off the tzaras, it means everything other than the makom hamila. But the makom hamila you can't cut off for the tzaras. Maybe not. Ela filo mila. Maybe even mila is overridden by the prohibition to cut off tzaras. Umani mikam yimo basar laso bisman she'ein babaheres. Maybe the mitzvah of doing bris milah is when there's no tzaras in the foreskin. Tamal lomar bisar valfi she'ishon baheres. The pasuk says bisar or laso. Bisar is extra. It tells you even if there is a baheres, even if there is tzaras. Amar rava haytan mikar mayni chalei lavasod mayka kashalei. Try the brides understand what do you think initially and what was the challenge afterwards. Hakimar, so the Tanya said this is what it means to say. The pasuk says yimo basar laso v'alfi sheish baheres. So the pasuk says you should circumcise the basar laso. That's in any case, even if there is baheres. Umani mekai mishomer benegat tzaras. And how do I fulfill the pasuk of hishomer benegat tzaras bishar mekomos chutz b'mila? So this refers to all other places other than mila. Avol mila docha es hatzaras, but mila overrides the tzaras. My taima. What's the reason? How would you know that? We learned from Kav HaChomer. Shabbos chamor mila docho sa tzaras lo kol shekin. By Shabbos has many prohibitions, nevertheless mila overrides. It's tzaras, which is much more lenient, certainly shouldn't override it. Umaya oin of the kamar. So how did he? How do we reject that? Hadar kamar. So this is what the Tana says. Me may the Shabbos chamira. How do you know that Shabbos is more strict than tzaras? Dimon tzaras chamira. Maybe. Tzaras is more strict than Shabbos. You can't docha savoda avoda docha as a Shabbos. We just said earlier. Because tzaras overrides the avoda and the avoda overrides Shabbos. Tabalobar basar vaf apishesham baharis. So at the end of the day, so again, this is similar to what we said originally in the previous teaching. So we originally wanted to think from a kav. Remember we said originally we wanted to say that there was a kav achomer to teach you that mila's docha Shabbos. We reject that, and then we have a pasuk bayom, and here we have the similar thing. How do you know that mila's docha tzaras? You want to think of kav achomer. We reject the kav achomer, and then we say the word bisar teaches you that it overrides. So again, it overrides Shabbos and it overrides tzaras. The Gemara is now going to say that there is a different way of reading this brisa, or a different tradition of the actual language of the brisa, with a similar consequence. Lishdach rida mila docha es tzaras. Originally, the Tana thought the mila overrides the tzaras. My time, what's the reason? Dasi ase v'dochi lo tase. That the ase of mila overrides the lo tase of tzaras. My oedo the kamar. What's the oedo that it says? How their kamar? That's what it means to say. So this is what the Tana said. Eibar diabrida dasi ase v'dochi lo tase greater. Yeah. Maybe mila overrides saras, because that's just a lav. That's just a regular prohibition. Hi, ase velota sehu. But Shabbos, it's an ase lota seh. Not only does the Torah say don't do work on Shabbos, but there's also a positive mitzvah of Shabbos, so of resting on Shabbos. So mani mekam yimo basar law. So bisman she'en va baheres tamalomar bisar. Maybe when the pasuk says yimo basar laso, that's unless there's a bahera. So therefore, no. The pasuk says bisar, and to teach you that the you do mila even if there is a bahera. So the Gemara asks, Tenach, I understand gadol, that when it comes to a gadol, that you should circumcise himself. they should circumcise the Baharis Tiksiba who Bisar. And also a kata namiksibe Bisar, it says by a child also Bisar. But Beinoni, let's say a child that the eighth day has passed and he hasn't been circumcised. In other words, the Torah says when it comes to a gadol, that a gadol, someone over the age of bar mitzvah, has to circumcise himself. And it says the word bisar. So that teaches you a gadol, by a gadol, that the mitzvah bris milah overrides the prohibition of taras. And it also says that you're obligated to circumcise your child on the eighth day specifically, yimo bisar, that it overrides what? The mitzvah, the prohibition of taras. But you know what we don't have a source for? We don't have a source for, let's say the child didn't have his bris milah on the eighth day. Now it's the ninth day, the tenth day, 11th day. And you're going to circumcise him and he has taras. How do you know there? There's no limud to say there, bisar, in a case of shelo bismano, not in its time when it's still a child. So that's the Gemara's question there. Minalon. Amar Abaye says, Asya mi beinaya. We learn it from the Tzad HaShava. We learn it from an Oro Gadol, an Oro Katan. Me Gadol lo Asya. You can't learn it from an Oro Gadol, from someone who's 13, who's uncircumcised, because she can't on his Kares, because there, if your boy's 13, he's punishing his Kares. Also, me Katan lo Asya. You can't learn it from a child. She can't Mila Bismana. That also is a stringency, because Mila Bismana. In other words, there's something more strict about either case. In the case of the Gadol, maybe only there it overrides Taras because the punishment is Kares. And for the Katan, Bismana, it's time. So maybe you can't learn from a case Shalom Bismana. So what's the Tzad HaShoshah B'nehem? But there's a common denominator between them. Shekein Nimolim Adochin and Taras, Afkol Shimolim Adochin and Tzad. So we learn from the combination of those two factors that for both of them, because both of them are similar in that they're circumcised, they override Saras. So for any situation where the child is circumcised and it overrides Saras, even a katan shalom bismana. Rav Amar, Mila bismana docha lo tzrichakra. The fact that bris mila overrides Saras, you don't need a pasuk to tell you that. That's b'kavachomer, so you learn it from a kavachomer. Umasha was the chavira docha tzaras lakoshke. Shabbos. Mila overrides Shabbos, and Shabbos is obviously more strict than Tzaras. So therefore, if Mila is Docha Shabbos, then certainly Mila is Docha Tzaras. The Gemara challenges that. Omar Le'er Safa the Rav, Mimai de Shabbos Chamira. How you know Shabbos is more strict than Tzaras? Well, Tzaras Chamira, maybe Tzaras is more strict, and we're going to go through this whole lot of reasoning again. Shekei Docha Savoda. Tzaras overrides Avoda. Ve'avoda Docha Tzaras. And Avoda is Docha overrides Shabbos. And the Gemara says, no. Hasam la mishum de chamira tzaras el mishum de garva hud lochazi. No, the reason why you can't tzaras does not override avoda is because the person is not fit for, even if you get rid of the tzaras, the person is still tameh and he's not fit for avoda. But tzaras is certainly not more strict than Shabbos. And therefore, since Mila's docha Shabbos, it certainly is docha tzaras. Amai. So then Gemara asks, why is the Kohen not fit to do the Avoda because of his tuba? V'yakos beherta v'yavod. Let him get rid of his tzaras, go to the mikvah, and then serve in the mikdash. So the Gemara answers, mechusar tvilahu. I'm sorry. Why don't you say, let him remove his tzaras, let him do the Avoda? The Gemara says, mechusar tvilahu. He still has to go to the mikvah. And when you go to the mikvah, that doesn't make you tahor. What do you have to do? You go to the mikvah, and then what do? You wait until night. So it doesn't work. Teidach the goyim tebeim, the goyim tahori Michael abeim. Yeah, that's good. I understand that a kohen who has the goyim tebeim, that if you remove them like tzaras, he won't become tahor until the next day. But let's say he has Nagaim Tahorim. So what are Nagaim Tahorim? So these are things that, like he has certain abnormalities in his body that make him not fit for Avoda. Right? How do they translate some of these things? Like, he seems like too white, right? These are things I think they're mentioned in the Torah that, so these
it's
are,
all over, if it's over his entire body.
Right. And these are like things that you don't come in contact, you're born with it, or you develop it, not having come in contact with anything. So for these things, Michael and Maymar, maybe with these things, you can cut it off, whatever this is. And I know how you cut off all these things. What are we talking about cutting off here? What's the example that we're giving here? I see here it's like he looks white, or he has something over his whole body. Oh, right, you're right. If his whole body gets saras, then he's tahor. So maybe with those you can remove. I guess you can't serve in the avoda. You can't serve in the mikdash. Maybe with this you can cut them all off. Maybe. So then, and yet we say you can't do that. So therefore we see that saras is more strict than avoda, and therefore it's more strict than Shabbos. El Ravashi, Rashi says, Hey Chabrida, Dasi Asi V'docholota say, Kigod Mila but saras. Where do we say that? Asi is Docholota say, that's like with Mila with saras. Idawi Tzitzvi Kilayim. Or like Tzitzvi Kilayim. Diva'ida Divisakilav, Kaboki Basay. That Mila overrides saras when, because what? You're doing the Mila. At the moment, you're doing the assay at the same time that you're overriding the lotse, the tzaras. Or what are you doing? You are wearing the tzitzis at the time when you're violating the lav. So that works, right? So assay is dochalot assay when you do mila with tzaras. When you wear tzitzis with kalav. Because you do the assay the same time you do the lav. But hacha, if you cut off your tzaras in order to serve in the mikdash, ba'ida the misaker lav lo kaboki ba'asei. At the time that you uproot the lav, the prohibition, you don't fulfill the mitzvah sa'asei of serving in the mikdash, only afterwards. So therefore you can't prove from there the fact that the Kohen can't cut off his nega and serve in the mikdash that tzaras is more strict than the avoda. Really, avoda is more strict than tzaras. But what? The reason why you can't cut off the tzaras is because you're not fulfilling the aseh simultaneous with setting aside the lav. So therefore, Rava's position is still good. That just that since Mila is docha Shabbos, certainly it's docha tzaras. The conclusion of the topic, the sugi is what? Vaha the Rava Rav Safra. This debate of Rava Rav Safra. If you can learn that is Mila override Saras from a Kava Chomer or from an extra word of Bisar or Lasso. Tadahi, this is a Machlokas Tadahi. Let's read a couple more lines. Titanya Bisar, Va'afa Pishesha Baharis Yibol Di Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, for the word Bisar, it teaches you, even if there is a Saras, you circumcise. And Vyodos Rober, Eidot Sarich, right? Shabbos chamur docha tzaras lo kol shekein. V'yonasan says that if Mila is docha Shabbos, then certainly it's docha tzaras. So again, we see to this daf, we have two different opinions how we know Mila is docha Shabbos, either from the word bayom or from the three words of os bris eladorosam. And we have two opinions as to how Mila is docha tzaras, either based on a kal v'chomer or from the word bisar.